Ed, how you doing?
I just want to chat with you just 1 minute.
Good.
Number one, I've taken a little survey and of our delegation, and now this is not a scientific poll on this vice presidential thing in Kentucky. There's a good deal of sentiment in the delegation for Hubert Humphrey, of the names that are now being mentioned.
Good. Good, I sure appreciate you calling me, Ed.
One last thing, we would like to move ahead with a campaign chairman. I've talked to Earl, Bert Combs, Lawrence Weatherby, and two or three other people that are very interested in your campaign. We're all in agreement on Frank Paxton, who's the publisher of the Duke of Sun Democrat. He's a strong community leader, a chamber of commerce man, and a strong, solid Party. We'd like to go on and name him by our committee prior to the convention. The Republicans have named theirs and they're moving.
Right. What's the name of your man?
Frank Paxton.
Frank Paxton. I wonder if I can get Cliff Carter to call you when he gets back. His mother died and he's burying her tomorrow, and I'll get him to call you Wednesday or Thursday as soon as he gets back here.
Right.
Okay, Governor.
I don't want to make any move that if Cliff Carter the fellow you ordered me to call
on. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, you get that group where they'll go what we want to, though, and let's don't have any quarreling up there. What was the reaction to my elimination process?
Well, in eastern Kentucky, of course, there was some Kennedy sentiment there, and some, of course, generally, but they all accepted. Everybody in Kentucky feels that you ought to make that decision, and we want to win.
That's good.
We get the person that'll best help you win and serve best as vice president.
That's good. I noticed Happy resigned, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's alone. He resigned from the delegation. But now, he told me that the day of our convention, said, now, don't get Kennedy, because I don't think Johnson can win. And he was trying that sort of talk. And I said, well, now, you know that our position ought to be and will be. We're going to take who the president wants, and we're going to instruct that way. We told him that. And he didn't resign the day after.
Yes. What's the great connection there?
Old Ambassador Happy helped get him confirmed in the Senate. The old Ambassador Happy is a good friend. He helped the man in 55 and helped him in 59. Warfield, Captain Kennedy. And then he played it in the 60s. You know, we didn't have either in the 60s. And he voted for Kennedy. He went against our delegation.
God bless you, my friend.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling.